just push him to the ground with how good I am. That's he said, I just love it. He said, I've been doing it for millennia and it still is my favorite thing to do. And you may be sitting there and you say, well, why don't you do that to me? Well, okay, that's a fair enough question. All it takes is just a little bit of time, a little bit of effort. You know, and the Lord's pressing me to say something, you ever wish there was some scriptures that were not in the Bible? You ever wish that? So, oh, I wish it really wasn't in there. You know, I know the one that used to scare me as a kid, and it's true. It says, the soul that sinneth must die. You remember that when as a kid, the preacher would always pull that out of the bag when he knew you needed to listen. You know, the soul that sinneth must die. And he'd do his jowls when he'd do it like that, you know. And I'm like, man, I kind of wish that wasn't in the Bible, you know. Because, you know, that Father can't lie. He can't lie. And if I get to the part of the end here, he corrected me. He said, I didn't say that because if I said that, it would never happen. Okay, I understand. The soul that sinneth must die. It must die and be raised together with Christ, right? Or you will die a sinner. I mean, that's just that simple. Because no one goes to hell for what they do wrong, except for one thing. That's rejecting Jesus. You say, whoa, wait, I don't believe that. No. See, for instance, if you think, if in your mind you're saying, this is somebody out there on the internet, I don't think it's anybody in the stream think this way. Well, I think I'm good enough to make it to heaven. Well, you're not. So if you're relying on that, you're messing up. You're messing up. There's only one road to heaven. There's so much of this today. I saw his bumper sticker says coexist. It had all the little religious symbols on it. And the T was the cross. And it was the last one of the, I said, man, y'all just don't know. They think all spiritual roads lead to heaven. No, they don't. Jesus said, if there's any other way, Father, let this cup pass from me. But there is no other way. There's no other way. There's one mediator between God and man. It's the man Christ Jesus, the Christ man, the anointed man Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by him. But in him you can do all things. In him you can come boldly to the throne of grace. In him you get all the rights and privileges of the kingdom of God instantly. Bam! It's yours. The minute you bow your knee and cry out to him as your Lord and you say, I need you, forgive me, come into my life, come into my heart, I want your ways. Bam! Everything heaven has is yours. Now, the trick, the mystery, is learning what it is and learning how to operate in it. It's like getting a big old toolbox for Christmas, and you don't even know which end of the thing to hold, let alone what to do with it, right? That's part of life, is learning the mystery of Christ, the mystery of his anointing, is knowing what it means to be in Christ and to know what you can do, all things through Christ, and what it means to have Christ in you, the hope of glory. That's the mystery of life. That's why he says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together, as some do. Because he knew in the last days, a lot of people would be doing that. Okay, it's all right to watch it on the internet, especially if you can't drive at night. But if you can, get yourself up in the church house to experience Father's anointing firsthand. Somebody wave at me if I'm telling the truth up in this building. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. What the Lord has been speaking to me about is how important it is to hear him. How important it is to hear him. In fact, the name of my sermon, I started it all back earlier this year, the Lord speaking to me about hear, in other words, ear, hear and be healed. Hear and be healed. You say, what does that mean? Hear and be healed. You know, I grew up in a church that was just amazing. It was. It brought me into the fullness of the Spirit. But it wasn't until about 2020 that I realized that you just can't zap somebody into the kingdom. I really thought you could, and may have done it a few times. I'm joking. That you said, just pray for them, brother. Power fall on them. And I saw that happen a lot of times. But you have to give the Lord place. In other words, we were talking about today, me and my buddy at work was talking about this. There's 20 healing miracles in the Bible. There's 20. And maybe 21. Let's just say 20, just for good old round numbers you remember. Out of those 20 miracles in the Bible where Jesus healed somebody, and there's separate accounts of the same miracle, 18 of them was because of their faith, right? The two that were not, he snuck up on them and he had to get them believing before he could even they could receive from him. Remember the story I talked about last time where the guy was blind and Jesus had to get him by the hand and walk him out of the town before he could get him healed? Now, wait a minute. Because, see, they brought him to him. They said, hey, here's a blind man. Like, almost like, do a trick for us, too. We want to see a trick. Here's a blind man. Well, Jesus can perceive all your thoughts and knows what you're thinking. He knew this man wasn't ready to receive anything. So he took him by the hand. He led him out of the town. And what do you think he did while they were walking? He was talking. He was telling him how, why, what he's for. The Lord showed me, he preached, for the Spirit of the Lord God is on me because he's anointed me to do all these wonderful things, to heal people, to open the prison, to open blinded eyes, to set at liberty those that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And once you heard that, faith came. And when faith comes, faith will hook up to the anointing of God and bam, your needs are met. But he told the fellow, he said, hey, don't you go back to that town. Don't you go back to that town. That's a bunch of heathens. I don't know if you said that or not. Let's just say he did. It's kind of funny. And don't tell nobody in that town either. Why? Because they talk him out of it. They'd make him doubt something. They'd make him go on to be what he was not supposed to be in Jesus. So if you look at the Bible, and I'm going to hurry because I'm going to get my phone out because, and Jeff Thomas, I'm so glad you're here tonight. What did I say? I didn't see my brother. You must have been busy. You've been busy, ain't you? I know you've been busy. I'm so glad you're here. I always do better when you're here. I don't know. That's just something. So all the way back in Exodus 15:26, when Father God finally had him a crowd of people, he finally had a bunch of folks listening to him. Up until then, he had a few, Noah, Moses, Noah's family, Abraham, man, Abraham's family, he tried to get Lot, and finally he's got a group of people that he can talk to. What's one of the first things he says to this group of people? He says in Exodus 15:26, he said, "Hearken diligently to his voice." That's the first thing. That's the first thing he said. Do right in his sight and give ear, E-A-R, give ear to his commandments that none of these diseases that came upon the Egyptians would come upon thee. And this is my favorite famous, God's talking about himself and he's talking about himself. He can't lie and he can't change. He says, I am the God that healeth thee, a.k.a. Jehovah Rapha. Say it with me. Jehovah Rapha. I'm going to say it. JR for short. You won't forget it. You won't forget it. Jehovah Rapha. Now, if he says that about himself, it ain't me saying about him. It ain't somebody trustworthy saying about him. It's him saying about himself. That means that he is that. And he can never change. Woo! He has never changed. He's perfect in all of his ways. We sing so, you are perfect in all of your ways. We sing that song. He'll never change. He's always been in the state of perpetual perfection. That's a word. That's a tongue talker. If he changed anywhere along the way, he wouldn't have been perfect. So he can't change because that means I wasn't what I was supposed to be then before I changed. Does that make sense, anybody? He'll never change. Keep that in mind. Jesus said it too. I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever, folks. I ain't never changed. Oh, he said, I have never changed. I can say that, can I? That's it. He was always Jehovah Rapha, and he'll always be Jehovah Rapha. He is the God that healeth thee, but you gotta hearken to his voice. You see what I'm saying? It's like, I'm gonna get some scripture out here in a minute. We're gonna talk about it. I wanna just kinda go through this, kinda a little review like my brother, but I'm gonna hurry with it. Luke 5:15 says, but so much more went the fame abroad of him, Jesus, talking about Jesus, and great multitudes came together right here to hear and be healed by him of their infirmities. He would come up to a crowd, they would hear his message, faith would be, bam, faith would form in their life, then he would heal them. That's so beautiful. Now, Luke 6:17, just a chapter down, and he came down with them and stood in the plain. I picture that as like a big, huge soccer field, maybe bigger than a soccer field, big plain, P-L-A-I-N, and the company of his disciples, and here a great multitude of people out of all of Judea and Jerusalem from the sea, coast of Tyre and Sidon. If you know, Tyre and Sidon was them crazy folks. Tyre and Sidon, that was some people that could have very well been Gentiles. Okay, I'm just kind of going there. Remember the Phoenician woman? She was from that region. See, this is people that may not all have been Jews. Okay, but nevertheless, which they all came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases. And here's something else, just in case it's talking about just your physical. It ain't just your physical. It ain't just your physical. And they that were vexed with unclean spirits, they were healed. So if they were crazy, if they had demons oppressing their minds and their bodies were fine, they were healed too. Set at liberty them that were bruised. Open the prison doors. Prison may not be a physical barbed door. It may be a prison of addiction, a prison of craziness. Come on now. A prison of abuse. He came to let you free, set you free, make you free. That's what he did. That's what he did. What's what he did? So, if you notice in Luke 5:15, Luke 6:17, that the multitudes came to hear and be healed. So, does hearing have anything to do with being healed? Emphatically, yes, yes, yes. Say yes, it does. Yes, it does. A lot of people want to be healed. Now, this is it. Who don't want to be healed? A heathen dog, somebody that's this atheist. He wants to be healed. I heard Jesse DePlanis say, somebody's talking to him, he says, I don't believe in healing. He said, well, you ain't been sick enough yet. You ain't been sick enough yet. Come on now. Because there's only so much the doctors in this planet can do. But Dr. Jesus can fix it all. Christ has redeemed you from the curse of the law. He was made a curse. He was made a curse for you. Why? That the blessings of Abraham would come upon you, a Gentile. That's awesome news. That's awesome. So, if you want to be healed, it's time to hear. It's time to hear. It's time to hear. This is still review. Let's keep going. Now, this is a strong statement. The Lord said this to me. It is one of those, are you sure, Lord? Yes. All right. This is where if I had that on the screen, y'all would take a picture of it. Everything you are, you hear me? Everything you are and everything you hope to be, up to and including your eternal existence, will be determined how you respond to God's word. Do y'all believe that? That's powerful. It determines everything about you. Watch this. Responding correctly to Father's word is the most important thing you will ever do. Wow. When he told me that, I said, tell me what's more important. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Wait a minute. Yeah, because if you don't know what Jesus did, you don't respond correctly to the word of God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him should not perish. Okay, yeah, you're 100 years from now, you could be in some trouble. It is so important. Like I'm going to get to it, with the heart, I hear him say me now, with the heart, man believes unto righteousness, but with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. If you don't know that, it might be hard to get saved. When Paul was on the Damascus Road, he said, Lord? he just come out about it, man. Knocked him off his high horse, blinded old boy. And he just said, Lord, who are you? Just come out of him. He confessed with his mouth. He confessed with his mouth. And to this day, Miss Lucy, confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. You say, I'm healed because Jesus made me whole. That's a confession unto salvation. Yeah, we've been born again 40 years. But by your stripes, I am healed. That's a confession unto salvation right there. You see that? That's using your mouth for something other than most people think they're supposed to use their mouth for. Okay. All right. Let's keep going. Job said the ears test words like the tongue tastes food. That's wild, isn't it? That's wild. So you can actually chew on something with your eardrums. You can. You can meditate and listen and put the dots together, connect the dots by what you hear. Here's a famous scripture, Matthew 4:4. Y'all have all heard it, I think, but I'm going to say it again. Man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Notice what it didn't say. It didn't say every word that's written down, but every word that comes out of God's mouth. That's fresh stuff right there. That's stuff he's speaking to you. He's talking to you. All right, so we're going to be talking about what this means here. See, hearing the Father's word brings faith to the listener. It's so beautiful. He was telling me this today. He just cut right to the chase. He said, Matt, I'll just pay you to listen to me. I'll pay you good. I will make you rich just for listening to me. I said, what? He said, no, listen, look. It says in the Bible, it says, those that come to me must first believe that I am. Okay. And I'm a rewarder of those that diligently seek me. Okay. But without faith, it starts out, it's impossible to please me. Think about it. It was so important when Jesus was baptized, he says, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. So he had to use faith. Jesus had to be living by faith for Father to be well pleased. Think about that. So faith comes by hearing his word. You hear what he says. And then he rewards you for listening. That's a good deal, guys. What's wrong? Somebody tell me what's wrong with that? Hearing Father's voice and getting rich while doing it. That's it. All right, so let's break it down a little bit deeper. So there's two ways you can hear something. It's two Greek words called logos, L-O-G-O-S, logos, and rhema, okay? All right, so logos is the written word. It's ink dots on a page. It is. It's log, L-O-G, like I'm going to log how many miles I walk a week or how much weight I've lifted over 6 months, whatever. It's like a log file. In computers, we have log files that tell stuff about what's going on in the system, blah, blah, blah. Logos is just information written in a form of a log, like a log. Rhema, that's different there. Rhema is the breath of God. Rhema is those dots on the page becoming a voice inside you. Rhema is that, and the Lord told me to say it this way. He said, rhema is that, hey, that's you talking to me moment. Who's ever had that? Hey, that's you talking to me. Written words becoming a holy voice. And I did something for y'all back there on the table. I hope I printed it up. And Lord's saying, print more. I'm hoping to print it up. I've got 101 things God said about healing. You'll pick that thing up and it'll be logos. It'll be words. But here's what you do. It's an assignment for anybody that's interested in seeing something change in their body. Go through those words. You don't have to say them loud. Whisper them to yourself in a quiet time. Everything Father ever said about healing in his word is on the front and back of a page back there. And it's a 100 scriptures that he's talking about, starting with one of these. I'm the God that healeth thee. And you'll come down through there. You'll find one that goes, whoa, that's me. That's me right there. That is me. One of them says, Vanessa, say it out real loud. One of them says, my flesh, say it. That's right. My flesh is free. He says, I have found a redeemer for you, and my flesh found a ransom for you. My flesh is fresher than a child's. Huh? And you restore me to the days of my youth. Now, when he says, hey, that's you talking to me. Now, what do? You start saying it over yourself. Because if you say enough, you'll start believing. All right, so let's keep on going here. I finally caught up. Now we got 20 minutes to get through this. Here's part two. And if I get to preach this again, if I get to preach again on Sunday morning, I'm going to just double down on this if y'all don't mind. Lord will make it prettier and sweeter and better, I hope. All right, Proverbs 4:20. The Lord told me, he says, man, there's so many people that gets hung up on hearing my voice. And he said for me to tell y'all, it's 100 times easier than you've made it out to be. And it's 1,000 times easier than the devil's made it out to be for y'all, for all of us, for every one of us. Like Lord tells me stuff like this. He says, share stuff like this. Cause if I could do one thing in somebody's life is teach them how to hear the voice of God. When you get up in the morning and you're heading to the shower and you don't remember what day it is and you're heading toward the shower and it's early, the sun ain't up yet. And you hear these thoughts coming in your mind about something, that's usually him talking to you because your mind's not stopping it. Your mind's not in the way. Now, if it's go buy 4 bags of dope, that ain't him. But if it's something like this, hey, I want you to do this for so-and-so, and I want you to write this down for so-and-so, and I think you've been thinking about it already, but you need to go ahead and do it. Yes, sir. I'm in the shower going, yes, sir. Then he talks to me. He talks to you. The Lord told me one time, every time you tell him that you love him, he writes it down. I said, why? He said, because I'd say it back to me and most of you didn't hear it. Whoa, that's precious, isn't it? He said, I say it back. Like, I tell my wife I love her multiple times a day. And what do you say? Eh. No, you say. So even if I didn't hear her, I know what she says. One time the Lord told me, he said, I counted it up today, Matt. I never forget this. He said, you told me you loved me 17 times. I got a little chill bump when I said that. I said, well, I do. I love you, man. And I'm doing this with him. I said, now you know that I know that you know I love you. He goes, yeah, I know. I love you. You're my friend. I'll just say this. If nothing else, just to make the devil mad. I say stuff like, you talk to me and I love hearing your voice. That's just beautiful. Proverbs 4:20. If you ever want to hear the Lord's voice, say these next words out loud. This is his voice. My son, my daughter, my child. Put whatever you need to put right there. Attend to my word. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart from your eyes, from thine eyes, it says. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life to those that find them and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of your heart, are the issues of life. And the Lord said, what does a heart do? It pumps fluid. It pumps blood. So out of your spiritual heart flows the issue of life. Issues of life. And that's what's wrong with the world today. Everybody's flowing in something. Everybody's flowing in something. That could be a song. Everybody's flowing in something. But is it what you want to flow in? Is it what you need in your life at this moment? Is it what you need to be acknowledging and what you need to be having follow you around? Because it talks about his goodness and mercy will follow me. But what if sin, sickness, disease, and lack following you because of what you're flowing in? Man, I didn't need my notes. I heard him say that just then. It's beautiful. All right, so let's break this down. Let's hurry up because I got to get you out here by 8 o'clock or close to it. My son, attend to my words. Attend to my words. That's just showing up, guys. That's just showing up and acting just a little bit interested. That's just like, okay, you're real. I'm wanting to diligently seek you. I don't even know how, but I'm going to show up. I'm going to attend to your word, okay? Then it says, this is it right here. Lord, show me. A lot of people want to get just close enough, like if this is the Lord, they want to just get just close enough, just like, bam. Yeah. Okay. One more time. Okay. Yeah. There we go. Okay. I got what I need. Later, Gator. See you Christmas. That's what everybody wants to do. He's the most loving father there ever was. There's riches in his hand. There's mysteries that'll make you wealthy if you just sit still. One time he told me, he says, you're upset. Matt, you're upset. Yes, I'm upset. He goes, go downstairs where we sit and sit with me a while. I want to talk to you. Man, I can't tell the time. I was just going and just listen. I don't say much. I mean, I'll talk to him in tongues. I don't even know what I'm saying. But all of a sudden, these impressions, these thoughts that are his words start coming to me. And I said, man, it is going to be okay. You're going to help me right there, aren't you? Yes, you are. Thank you, Father. I love you. You're so awesome. A lot of folks want to just barely get close enough to brush up against the Lord. Ooh. They get their touch, Jeff. Touch. Just touch me. Just touch me. I want your clothes. I want your shoes, Jesus. I want your hand-me-down breeches. I don't want just a touch. I want you. I want everything you got. And I almost want to be so close to you that I'm bothering you. That's where we need to be. In other words, Lord, I said, Lord, I've been reading these books about people going to heaven. And I said, Lord, I said, I don't want to have no car wreck or nothing. I said, but I wouldn't mind seeing heaven. I've showed it to you in dreams. I'll show you some more. He says, but man, if I got you up here, he said, I couldn't get rid of you. He's playing with me. He can do anything. You know what I'm saying? He said, I couldn't get rid of you. I couldn't get rid of you. If you saw what you're going to see one day, you ain't going to leave. And then we're going to be fussing. You're going to be fussing with the Lord God Almighty because you ain't going to want to leave. He said, so let me. What he said, let me show it to you in some dreams. And he showed me some things. He showed me heaven. He showed me that green grass that my grandfather was running through. He showed me a couple of my friends that have went on. One of my friends, I was actually able in a dream to touch his face and tell him how much he meant to me here on earth. He said, that's weird. No, that's Jesus showing me things in heaven. One time I told the Lord one time, I said, you know, I want to be a musician. I'm an engineer by trade. I stay real busy, don't we, Vanessa? We stay busy. We're glad to stay busy. And I'm close to retirement, and I'm going to get to do this. I said, so we practice all we can. But, Lord, I feel like I should be farther along as a musician. I should be able to do more with my trumpet. I should be able to sing better than my 23-year-old son. He out-sings me, Jeff. He's good. The boy can sing. You know what I'm saying? And I said, and the Lord said this. He said, Matt, you're doing fine. I said, well, I want to do better. I know you do. He said, in fact, when you get up here, he said, we're already planning it. You're going to do a concert for all of heaven. I said, what? I heard him say that inside my spirit. I said, what? Yeah, you're going to do a concert for all of heaven. And he's told me this, Vanessa. He said, the one that you have followed all your life as a musician, Phil Driscoll, will be here. He'll be here before you get here. He said, we all got long life. With long life, I'll satisfy you. He'll be here before you get here. Y'all are both going to do a concert in heaven. And I'm like, Lord. I don't know if I'll be ready. He said, first day you're going to do this. And I said, I don't know if I'll be ready the first day. You know what he said? He said, the days are really long around here. We'll get you ready. That's the relationship I have with Jesus, man. It's the fellowship I have with him. It's hearing his word. It'll change your life. So attend my word, not just a touch. It don't work that way. He's a father that needs his children to stick with him, stay with him, and listen to him. And this is one of those scriptures that I wish it wasn't in the Bible where I started. 1 Samuel 2:30. But now the Lord saith, be it far from me, for them that honor me, I will honor. And they that despise me, or take me lightly, that's what that word spies. Now, we don't hate God. We just take him lightly. They will be lightly esteemed as well. He's too good to pass up. He's too good to treat lightly. He's too good. The Lord has kind of pressed in my heart, or either I've just gotten wise enough to do it. When we give an offering, not just throw it, and I'm being silly, not throw it, but like, Father, would you please receive this offering from me? See, that's honor, man. That's honor right there. Honoring the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, he says. So the next part of that is incline to the sayings. Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God, lean in. Incline your ear. Lean in to what I'm telling you. Let him feed you. See, we are fed by voices. You are fed, nourished, or poisoned by voices. And I remember I was growing up listening to crazy music. I was just a musician from the beginning, little kid, man, listening to music and stuff I shouldn't hear. And with me, I would hear a song a couple of times, and I kind of knew the song already. I knew the words, and even though I forgot some of them tonight, I would remember the words, you know. And my mama, Don, you'd have laughed at this, Don. My mama, when I was in junior high school, gave me Kiss Alive 2. Remember that? Gene Simmons. We didn't know nothing. I remember forgetting when we finally all met Jesus, my mama, she burned all my albums. Smoked them. Just torched them. They'd be worth a fortune now. And then she also burnt my jazz albums. I said, Mama, ain't nobody singing on them things. They ain't no bad stuff in that. I said, you burned everything I had, Mama. I said, my jazz albums were fine. I said, now I can understand some of them heathen dog singers. I can understand them. But, you know, Maynard Ferguson. You remember Maynard Ferguson, trumpet player dude? He could play a trumpet, boy. He could blow that trumpet. In fact, my little black thing, I don't have it tonight. My little black thing I throw over my trumpet stand. It's a t-shirt of 1979 World Tour turned inside out. I don't want y'all to see Maynard Ferguson on it. It goes back to my childhood. Mama burnt my Maynard Ferguson albums, Don. She burned them. And she said one of them albums, I think it was Nazareth, Hair of the Dog. She said it jumped out the fire, Marty. She said it jumped out of the fire. She jumped out of the fire. Judas Priest jumped out the fire. She had to put it back in and put her foot on it. Burn, you devil! True story. I ain't lying. But I listened to voices that were feeding me wrong stuff, Wally. It was sending me down a road to hell. And I was proud of it. Running with the devil. Van Halen, remember that? Jumped out of the fire. Didn't want to get burned. Fortune. Small fortune. Burned, Marty. Anyway, I'm silly. I'm sorry. Incline your ear to my sayings. Incline your ear to my sayings. Remember, his lips and mouth equal Rhema. Rhema burgers, we said it last time we was preaching. You want to eat and feed off of what he says. Give us this day our daily bread. Right. The children's bread is healing, the Bible says, goes on to say. The children's bread is healing, and he wants to feed you healing every day. That's our Father. That's how much he loves you. What time is it? Am I looking good? Ooh, we got 10 minutes. We got this. The next one. Don't let them, his words, depart from your eyes. Now, this is a good one. Lord, show me this. Now, when I read this as a younger person, or even not that long ago, I thought, man, just keep them in your eyes all the time. And if you notice, the Jewish people, I'm not saying, they keep a little box. The really dedicated ones, they keep a little box right here on their head. Y'all ever seen that? Who's seen it? Y'all think I'm crazy? I promise I'm not crazy. They have a little box right here in their head. And you know what that is? They're keeping God's, because God's word's in it. They're keeping it in front of their eyes. Now, okay. I'm into that. But what I'm talking about will help you more. Okay. Father's words. This is so interesting right here to me. Father's words, so interesting. See, Father's words always gives light. Think about this. Always gives light. Why does he give you light? To create sight. Think about that. Simple but true. The entrance of Father's word always brings light. Always brings light. And light always shows you a picture of something, okay? Right? It's a mental image. Let's don't get too deep, but it's a vision. It's a vision. Now people think, ooh, spooky vision. No. He puts his word in you and brings light to your situation so you can see what's going on. He showed me this, our Father who art in heaven. Why is that in there? Because he's stepped away from this crazy earth, this crazy world. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. See, he's from a vantage point so far away from all this mess that he knows best what he's wanting done in the planet. Who sees that? The entrance of his word brings light. Entrance of Psalms 119, 130, the entrance of thy word giveth light. And it gives understanding to the simple. So, Forrest Gump could get something out of that right there. He's not a smart man. You don't have to be smart, you just have to be interested. Come on now. It gets better than that. Well, where am I? Here I am. See, when he shows you light, I can say it in tongues so much easier. When he shows you the things to come, when his light comes into your situation, he shows you things to come. That's what I'm trying to say. He wants to show you the future. John 16:13, y'all have heard it. Let's break it down. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, and ask, Lord, what does that mean? He goes, when you're interested, he comes. What? I always thought, well, that meant when the Holy Spirit comes. Yeah, that's what it means. But on the other side of the upper room, howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. Right here. And he will show you things to come. You say, when the Spirit of truth has come, well, when's he coming? When you get interested, you listen, when you just give him some attention. When you stop and choose him over something silly, come on now, it's not hard. The Spirit of truth will come every time you get still and say, Father, speak to me. And see, this is him. He's an all-knowing. He knows time. Well, he don't even do time. He says, I see the end from the beginning. It's almost like I can see him like he just, like, I'm being silly. I'm talking as a man. He like, oh, I accidentally showed you what was going to happen. Then. Okay. That's why he can't help it. It's the way he is. He wants to show you what's going to happen. We do it with our little children. For instance, so simple. So Millie's like trying to get up these steps, and I'm like, if I don't hold your hand, you will fall. Okay. And that's just earthly stuff. Think of a mind 100 billion times stronger. He knows every outcome of everything and what's going to happen when this happens. But if that don't happen, this happens, that'll happen. But if that don't happen, this will happen, that'll happen. But if you hear my word and do what I say, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. And he shows you the things to come. That's what Jesus was doing when he would get off and pray up in the mountains all the time. The Father would show him what was going to happen the next day. And that's why nothing surprised him. Nothing blew him away. Nothing messed him up, because Father had already showed him the things to come. Who wants that in their life? Who wants that in life? Father's already, I ain't gonna go there too deep. He's already shown me how to stock market, and I'm gonna retire early, Marty. He's already showed me things to come with the stock market, and I'm thankful. I'm blessed. We're blessed. Vanessa and I are blessed. He'll show you the things to come. And he'll pay you for listening to him show you the things to come. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that deal? Oh, I'm getting excited. I'm getting excited about this. Here's one. Jesus is walking on the water. Peter says, if it's you, bid me to come. Okay. Well, I can't lie. Come. He's walking on the water. Then I know he saw himself walking on the water before he did it. The interest of that word come brought light, brought understanding, is another word for the light, showed him the things to come by faith. If I step off this boat, I'm going to walk on water. Then he saw something else. What did he see? Wind and the waves. Think about that. That's how this works. That's how this works. All right, got to hurry. Ooh, I got 4 minutes. Well, I'll finish this if Mark will let me sometime. Keep them in the midst of your heart. See, faith is a pipeline. Think about this. Faith cometh by hearing Father's word. The Bible, the Wycliffe says the word of Christ, Greek is rhema Christo, the anointed word of God. Not the logos, not reading those scriptures, but letting him talk to you. Faith will come every time. Faith came to Pharaoh when he said, let my people go. Think about that. Lord, show me this today. Pharaoh heard God's voice. Let my people go. Moses told him. Think about this. And he went through all kind of horrible stuff. He still had faith to do what God said. Now think about this. Something happened in their hearts because they gave the children of Israel money to leave. Keith Moore's talking about it right now. Paying them for back wages. And he's beat up. Firstborn dead, boils, blood, Nile turned to blood, grasshoppers, bullfrogs in your bed, all that 10 horrible plagues. But he's still standing, if you will. He paid them back wages and said, get out of here and go. But no, devil wouldn't let him do it. Devil wouldn't let him do it. And he lost everything. He lost his army. He lost everything. But he had God's word to let my people go. And had he done that, Lord, show me this today. Had he done that, that country would be a different country today. All these years later. So your faith is a pipeline. It's the conduit that Father's power flows through to reach and meet your needs. The heart is the interface between the spirit, soul, body of mankind. This is where the issues of life flow, okay? Hearing Father's word expands, lengthens, and strengthens that pipeline, and we got to guard and protect the pipeline to make sure we're flowing. Would you know where flowing is? Producing. If you're putting out, you're flowing, you're producing the issues that are critical and beneficial to your lives. The Lord, show me where it says, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. The heart, we're dirt-based, the earth is dirt-based. What's planted in us will grow and will cause issues to flow. That's another song we could sing. What's planted will grow and issues will flow. That's what's tripping everybody up. Is a lot of stuff's flowing that shouldn't be flowing. And it's taking them where they should not be going. And it's taking them down a flow in a place that they're not, it's just bad. It's not good. All right, I'm going to cut to the chase and get to the end of this thing. I had a little more I could talk about. Is this making sense to anybody? When it says keep it in the midst of your heart, what that means is you got to plant it. Wally, we know how. We got to plant it in our heart. We got to plant it in our heart. Y'all know the sower that sowed, went out to sow, and it was four different kind of sowers. Remember that? I'm going to just touch on it briefly. Well, only 25% worked out of the four. It was just one of them that sowed on good ground, right? And sowed on, the rest of it was what tickles me is the fowls of the air. I mean, that's like some horror movie, isn't it? It's birds, dude. It's birds. But you call it fowls of the air. But the principalities of the air is the devils. That's what it is. The devils choke it out, right? But again, plant it in good soil. It'll come up 30, 60, 100 fold. And you'll flow in what you need. You'll flow in what you need. All right, so I'm going to finish this right here. I was writing this sermon on April the 23rd. I was just talking to the Lord, you know, and just kind of meditating on some of this stuff because, you know, whether I ever get to preach it or talk about it or not, I used to say one more thing. The devil ain't going to stop talking, but you can sure enough stop listening to him. You can. That's what I heard him say. He's telling me, you can stop listening to him. He's not going to stop talking, but you can stop listening. And you can start listening to your Father's voice. Because your Father's voice is always around you. Your father's voice is, he talks about those that are led by the Spirit of God, those are the sons of God. That's what he said. So if you're born again, you're a son or a daughter, a child of God, he's going to talk to you, or he wouldn't have said that. He wouldn't have led you. He wouldn't have said he was going to lead you if he wasn't going to do it. But we got to be interested so the Spirit of truth will come. We're interested, aren't we? We're interested. And the Spirit of truth is going to come to me and you and all of us. I was sitting there and the Lord just started talking to me. I said, you don't mind, I'm going to type this out if you don't care. And I was at my desk. I was typing this. This was on April the 23rd. The Lord revealed his heart to me. It went something like this. First, I kind of said it strong. I wrote, nobody will listen to me. He said, I didn't say that. Yes, sir. He said, because if I say nobody will listen to me, then nobody will ever listen to me. I said, what do you say? I want more of them to listen to me. That's what he said, exclamation point. But too many of them won't listen to me. Many of my children, it's him talking. I said, whoa, I'm typing this down. Many of my children are genuinely born again, but are completely missing my plan and my will for their life. Think about that. Years, even decades pass by. In fact, how many do you have? Then they cry out, there has to be more. I say, there is more. They cry out, they ask me, why won't God? I say, stop. Wrong question. Why won't you listen? Strong, isn't it? Why won't you listen to me? You listen to everything but me. That's the big question here. Right here. Even going back to the early part of their life, they wouldn't listen. I, myself, the Lord, had a plan. I had a plan to put them somewhere special. They wouldn't stay. They wouldn't do. They wouldn't be faithful to my voice. Each part of their life would be better if they'd only listened. I still have that plan to put you in the right place at the right time. And my plan is the right plan for you. Look, I'm not going to swap plans with you. Okay. That would be hurtful to you. Your own way that you so much want could be the very worst thing that has ever happened to you. Be wise and listen to me. This is what he said. The curse comes not by me, but to the one who will not listen. Now, we're going to say this. Say, I will listen. Everybody in here, say, I will listen. I will listen to my Father. Father, I asked you, give me ears to hear and a heart to understand. I will hear you and I will obey you. And he said, end with this, Matt. He said, tell him I'll start simple. I'll give you easy instructions to train you how to hear me. Isn't that sweet? That's our Father. Now, I skipped over a bunch of stuff, and it is 8:04. Y'all okay with that? I just ran over 4 minutes. Did y'all enjoy that? That's my Father. That's his word. He loves you. Stand with me. Father, we do want to hear your voice. The Spirit of truth has come to us. Why? Because we want you. We choose you. We choose your life. We choose your ways. We choose your understanding. We choose your viewpoint. We are interested in you. We love you. Father, I come against the devil up in this